This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Lined up the left field line, that's going to get the run home, and Waters will have extra bases as he speeds to second base with an RBI double.
And the Royals would take care of the White Sox last night as Waters, Garcia, and Bobby Witt were once again the reason why Reagans brought his hog to the mound and the Royals continue to run. 20-16 the record. Dusty Likens says they won't be under 500 the rest of the year.
I think that could hold up, actually, 100%. But I did mention last night, before I get to that, Vahe, great guy. Royals win 12th of last 14th. With their fifth shutout in that span. They led tonight by Reagan's 11 Ks in five innings, followed by four relievers going an inning apiece. Per Royals game notes, after the 3-0 win over the Chicago White Sox, 12 wins, 14 games is their most wins in any 14-game span since August 15th through August 29th in 2016, when they went 12-2, thanks in part to the Rally Mantis.
They were trying to rally back and get into the postseason that year. They finished 81-81, but, you know, injuries to Kane and Gordo and Moose and all that year, you know.
But it's no secret that they are, you know, using what they have as their best resource. They're using pitching, right? Well, they went 3-0 last night?
They went 3-0 last night, yeah.
They pitched shutout.
They did.
They could have won that game 7-0. It's still the focus would be the shutout. And I know that this team is starting to hit better. They're scoring more runs. We did the numbers yesterday since August 19th. They were averaging 4.3 runs a game. Three runs last night would probably bump that up to like maybe 4.5 in that 14-game span. They're 12-2. Good teams or bad teams, that's an egregious enough a number to be like, okay, this team really is playing that well. Now they have creeped into the top 10 in power rankings. They're one of 10 teams with 20 wins. They play in arguably the second toughest division in baseball, number one being that NL West of a juggernaut.
Yeah, that's nuts.
But you know what that NL West has? 320-win teams. You know what the AL Central team has? 320-win teams. That's why it's important to keep winning against bad teams, because everybody in your division is doing that too. That same energy goes towards Detroit. That same energy goes towards Cleveland. That same energy goes towards Kansas City. Yes. Oh, must be nice. You get the White Sox, you get the Cardinals, you get the, you know, whoever. Okay. Well, go take advantage of that, because you're going to have to do that. You're going to have to be above 500. You're not going to be able to float around 500 because other teams in your division are also doing that. So yes, 3-0 White Sox tonight, Lugo against the White Sox. Go in 3-0 again. Keep steamrolling these bad teams, because you got to take advantage when you can take advantage, because you're not always going to have these series against these teams. You're going to have series against Detroit where you might go 1-3 and you don't gain anything, but you only lose a half game. Whereas Detroit might have to play the Yankees and they lose 2-3, but you play the White Sox and you win 3-3. You gain a game, even if it is against a bad team. You got to take care of what's in front of you. And they did that last night. And I thought they looked great.
Yeah, I mean, the whole argument of the bad team stuff is over. This is Major League Baseball, and we're sitting, you know, in May now. And so every game that you win is a good thing. And I know that sounds so stupid, but I know some people have such a hard time accepting that beating the White Sox is okay. You know, like some fans are just weird, you know, and it's like, oh, we won. That's great. But it was only against the White Sox. And I don't know, Rob. I think they're a wash team right now.
Well, they are, to their defense.
We know they're a wash team, right? They are a wash team. But they're still on your schedule, and you're still playing big league baseball, and the last thing you want to do is lose to a washed team. You don't want to go out there and lose games to the Chicago White Sox. You got to go out there and win those games and stack your win column with games against the White Sox, with games against the Twins, or whoever else you're playing. That isn't very good. But, I mean, I think the story of this team is ultimately going to come down to the pitching staff. And they're on pace right now to be the best staff in the history of the Kansas City Royals. And they're sitting right now with the greatest ERA, best ERA, I should say, in Royals franchise history at 3.16. It's better than the 76 club that had a 3.21 ERA. Now, that obviously was over the course of 162, and we're only, you know, 36 games or whatever it is into this season. So there's a long way to go. But if this pitching staff continues to do what it's been doing in the first month and a half of the season, there may be champagne popped here in Kansas City this year from a Royals perspective, because good pitching beats good hitting every day of the week and twice in the postseason, right? And so if you can scratch out one or two runs, we have now seen over the first 6 weeks of this season, this pitching staff is pretty darn good. They can make a 1-0 lead hold up. They can make a 3-0 lead hold up. And boy, it takes so much pressure off your hitters knowing that they don't have to go up there and, you know, drive in 17 runs with every swing, because they got a pitching staff out there that is absolutely going to shove. And it's created, I think anyway, great competition with this pitching staff, because nobody wants to be the dude that goes out there and gives up 5, right? You don't want to be that guy. You want to keep this thing rolling. So you develop that friendly competition with each other. The story of this season right now for me has been all about this pitching staff. I can't believe they're better than what they were doing a year ago. I mean, you look at what they did a year ago, and they were pretty darn good. 3.76 ERA they finished the year with last year. Pretty darn good pitching staff. And they've come back better than they were a season ago. And that's a credit to everybody in that rotation saying, all right, a lot of people are saying we had career years. No way we can back it up. Screw that. Let's go out there and show them that it wasn't career years. It's who we are as a pitching staff. And if you can dominate on the mound like they've been doing over the first 6 weeks of the season, you're going to win a lot of freaking ball games, man.
Yeah, ERA, they're fourth in baseball with a 3.07.
Is it down 3.07 now? 3.07. I'm looking, stats weren't updated from last night, so 3.16 is what Baseball Reference has. So even better, 3.07.
Yeah, they're third in, tied for third in runs allowed in a game is 3.3. Hits allowed 7.5. Batting average against, their sixth, giving up a 2.28 batting average, and then fourth in ERA with 3.07. Their whip is tied for sixth with 1.17. And then Cole Reagans, of course, just strikes out 10 people every time he goes out there.
Going into last night's game, again, the numbers aren't updated on Baseball Reference. They had 275 strikeouts to 108 walks, too. I mean, you're keeping that walk total down, not giving people a free pass and an opportunity to be on base. And it makes things so much easier. You know, those walks, especially, you watch Bobby Witt get a walk. He's stealing second. He's stealing third on a pass ball. He's scoring. You have not done anything with the next couple of batters at the plate. Bobby Witt has manufactured that run all by himself. And so keeping those walks to a minimum has been great as well.
Pitching in 12-2 in your last 14 are the big stories. The other story that still exists is Jack Caglione, and JJ Piccolo joined Cody and Gold yesterday. This is what he said about a timable upgrade to AAA.
Well, it's certainly, we don't have a set date on it. You know, it's just one of those things that when our evaluators are down there, and we had a bunch in Springfield this week, you know, make the recommendation to our player development staff that it's time to move Jack to AAA. That's when we'll move him. But, you know, those things are so hard to just say it's going to be by this date or by that date. What we want is between now and the time Jack hits the major leagues, he's as complete of a hitter as he can possibly be. We know how hard it is in the major leagues, watching some of the young guys that are in the major leagues right now really struggling, and that's not the way we want to break Jack into the big leagues. It doesn't mean he won't struggle, but we want him to be as prepared as he possibly can. And a lot of that comes down to swing decisions, you know, understanding what the situations are. Really, no different than any other hitter. You know, Jack's just clearly very talented, and is on a faster track than most guys would be.
Yeah. So the two things I take from that is they're still being cautious, but he's also slowly but surely not giving them an option to be as cautious as they may want to be, which is a beautiful thing, as Rex Hudler would say.
Right.
Now, obviously, the minor leagues works. He's off yesterday. They'll play their, you know, stretch of, what is it, six games in a row and somewhere else. Omaha's on the road. Maybe you want to bring him here when Omaha gets home and let him kind of have an ovation that way. I don't think he needs it. But to let you know what J.J. Piccolo had to say, the Royals general manager yesterday on Cody and Gold, there's no timable future of a date, but he's doing things faster than they like, but they also want to make sure that it's, you know, set and sound before they make that next jump. But
yeah, you don't want to rush somebody. And then at the game yesterday, J.J., I guess, held court before the game, and they asked about Jack, you know, and he says, we're not in any rush to get him to AAA. Not saying that hasn't been discussed. We're just no timetable. A lot of what he said to Cody and Gold, I just thought the we're not in any rush to get him to AAA kind of popped a little bit for me. Like, let this guy just experience success, right? Let this guy experience the ability to see himself do good and then move him up, because I think that's important. Not just experience success for a minute, but long-term success. That way he gets that mental side of things in the right direction. And so it's moving fast. And yesterday, you know, I was kind of scouring the internet, and Baseball America has Jack Caglione as one of their top 20 prospects of the week. And MLB.com has him on their MLB pipeline team of the week at first base. And so it's not just everybody in Kansas City taking notice right now. The guys that actually know minor leaguers, I give them a lot of credit. Baseball America, they know what they're doing more than we do. Everybody's starting to kind of take notice and go, this kid may be pretty good. So who knows? Maybe that's just a little bit of a smokescreen and he's tomorrow, or maybe he just continues to play down there in Double A and doesn't feel the pressure.
He's got 105 at bats. He's hitting .314. He's got 27 games under his belt with 6 home runs, 27 RBIs, and 29 strikeouts. The numbers are there. The production is there. The time is not. We'll see what happens coming in the future. But speaking of the future, we already have one person saying the Chargers are going to do it all over again.
It's today.
And it's not Carrington.
It's
coming
not.
Up next. It's not. On 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Locked, cocked, and ready to rock.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Roll along. Don't forget tomorrow at 9 o'clock, Royals manager Matt Cotrero will join us on the show. Probably have a lot of fun to talk about. You even show up to the ballpark when Chicago comes to town. You let your bench coaches have it. Take a day like Cody and Gold. I got to go on vacation during the season. When are you going to go against on vacation, Q? I want to play the White Sox for 4.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. The Royals again in action tonight at 6:40. Vern's on deck show. Remember, he's giving away tickets on the pitch clock to see Brady Singer and Ellie De La Cruz.
That's cool.
Come to town. So
Nice.
Some sort of some nuggets there for you to go check out, Vern, and see if you can get the trivia question right. Probably need to watch last night's game because that's how it works. So call into Vern's On Deck show about 5:40. He'll do that that giveaway, and you can go see Brady Singer, everybody's fan favorite, and De La Cruz, who is one of baseball's best players. But Chiefs talk never sleeps, especially when you have former players like Sean Merriman, who say stuff like this on our gal show up in Adams.
If we take a look at the odds for the AFC West, FanDuel has them at plus 330 behind the Chiefs. They were 0-2 against the Chiefs last year. Do you think that the additions that they've made, and now it's Jim's second year, is that enough to close that gap?
100%. I'm not just saying this because, you know, I'm a Charger and all. I truthfully believe they're going to win the division this year. I really feel that way.
Let's go. Nothing taken.
Don't want to take anything away from, you know, Patrick Mahomes and that team. But Travis Kelce, as long as he's back, they always got a great team. They got a hell of a coach and Andy Reid. But truthfully, where the Chargers at and the jump that they made. Remember before the season started last year, nobody saw the Chargers even being a playoff team. That was the exact same team almost that, minus Keenan Allen and some of these other guys, that Jim Harbaugh took over. Nobody saw them going to the playoffs. So if he's able to do that, in 1 year's time, what are they going to be looking like this year? With a full year under their belt, new guys, the coaching staff, everybody understands the system now. So if you don't think that they're not going to win a division, you know, it's crazy not to say that I think they're the best team in AFC West right now.
Mm. Do you want to see what the top text says on the text line? It says, let Bob tell the story about the Chargers with his Carrington impression. Love it when he does that, LOL. So Sean Merriman on Up and Adams saying they're going to win the division because, you know, they did good last year, even though they didn't beat the
winning. Were they 9-8 last year and they didn't beat the Chiefs?
10-7 maybe.
10-7 maybe.
I think so.
I don't know, 9-8, it doesn't matter.
So here we go again. It's May. That was on May 5th.
I wrote it down in my book.
Okay.
May 5th, first Chargers will win, Sean Merriman.
Lights out.
The lights kind of went out.
Nice
there.
Guy.
Yeah, great guy. We met him at a bus stop. Very nice. Wouldn't want to mess with that guy on the football field. He would crush you. Dude was a stud, but the lights went out on that take right there. I'll tell you, man, that's a bad take.
11-6.
Super cool guy, but super bad take because here we go again. May 5th.
What are we doing?
Cinco de Mayo, 2025. Chargers will win the division, even though they didn't beat the Chiefs at all last year.
Oh, hang on a second. Hang on a second. I'm getting a text this morning from, Rob. Sean Merriman will be on the drive today at 3:30.
Oh, I don't know, Sean. Your lights out. Seems like the lights are on, Rob.
You think Kelce's washed too, Sean? I think the Chiefs are washed. I think Andy Reid is washed. I think Travis Kelce is washed. Chargers in 5.
Yes. By week 5.
I mean, it's ridiculous. It's the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again. Literally every ball washer in the NFL has been telling us the Chargers are going to win the division
since Patrick I've been alive.
I mean, like every year, rinse, repeat, Chargers win division, Knicks in 5. Like, it's come on.
Wasn't there an article? Was it this weekend? Or I get them blurred up, but wasn't there something where like Harbaugh had a dream?
Yeah, I sent something over the weekend. The audio. And he had a dream. He had a dream of making Justin Haber a Hall of Fame quarterback.
That's right.
Yeah.
Why does he keep dreaming of Herbert?
Dreaming.
Why am I thinking of the greased up deaf guy from Family Guy too during this whole conversation?
You gotta catch me. No, I've never he had a dream about him like in birth. Right? Like he's like, he came out of the womb. And he's, you know,
what is Harbaugh trying to do here?
Serious man crush.
It feels fake.
I don't think it's real.
I think, I mean, John
or
does
maybe
this
he's
too.
Been sniffing paint.
No, because he's straight edge.
What does John do?
Well, John and Lamar have this whole love fest. You know, John goes over to Lamar. What do you want to do? What's your play call? It's all
that.
You. And they have this thing, and people love it for whatever
that
reason.
That reminds me of Willie Beeman and Al Pacino.
Like, I don't mind that. Hoo-ah!
You claw.
It doesn't have
with
the
your
same.
Fingernails.
It doesn't have the same feel.
Lamar, you want to play football?
If worms had machine guns, then birds wouldn't be scared of them.
Yeah, Jimmy.
But John doesn't do that kind of stuff.
No.
And John, I think that I think that's where it kind of gets lost. And every piece of confetti is a
the Chargers are the third best team in the division.
Yeah.
Like
arguable, third best quarterback in the division.
Okay.
Come on.
Tone it down.
Chill.
Tone it down.
Need some more time.
What has Haber done in the postseason. Not that Drew Nix has done anything in the postseason either, but even still, or his team, or his quarterback. Well, I mean, you know.
Drew Nix. Oh, God.
Great.
Drew Nix. Oh, you got to keep that one.
It's better than my friend Billy Nix. I mean, he didn't do anything in the postseason either, but I mean, he's still better than Justin Herbert.
Drew Nix, Bo Nix, Stevie Nix, Chiefs and Vikings.
That's right. With season over week five, yeah.
No, I just think it's funny every year we do this.
What do we do? What, but why?
Like, somebody's got to be right eventually.
I was thinking about this.
Somebody's got to be right eventually.
Eventually, but like, do you get credit for it if you say it all the time and it never happens?
Like, eventually you put money on the Rockies to win on the money line.
Right.
It hits.
I had the Rockies tonight.
Yeah. Told you.
Yeah, one of 12.
Okay, great.
So, I mean, everybody, I think, wants to be that. Now, again, Merriman, clearly pious, right?
Yeah, and that's fine. It's, you know, consider the source type stuff, right? Yeah,
and I think, you know, that's, I think, why Kay's like, let's go. And because she gets the clips, she gets the clicks of the audio, she mm-hmm. gets the source. Here it is, right here in Kansas City being played. So I think there's always going to be somebody, but like, I don't know, man. Like I always have concerns about year two. I have the same. That's why I think we shouldn't be sleeping on Vegas. Denver has expectations.
Well, I don't think we should be sleeping on anybody in the division.
No, no, no.
Nobody.
No,
no.
And you know. That's why I think it's just every year we get a new impressive thing from the Chiefs. Last year on the route to go to a three-peat, they went 15-2.
15-2.
And technically they went 15-1 because ain't nobody played in the last week of the season.
That's right.
And still went to the Super Bowl. Now, I think we're all in the agreement of this, that this is the toughest the AFC West has been in the Mahomes-Reed era.
It'll be the greatest AFC West championship that they've had in this era when they win it this year.
And will that be 10 in a row?
This is for 10 in a row, I think.
No.
It's either 9 or 10 in a row.
Is it
Come
10
on,
already?
Text line, correct us.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, let us know.
And I'm because I thought Mitch said they're on route to win their ninth straight AFC championship. Because how many years has Mahomes been in the league?
Seven? Well, 17 when he was drafted, but 18 was that first year, right?
And Alex won, what, 2 in a row before
Gold?
That?
He wins a lot.
No, he got his plane got winning. Hit by a bird, so yeah. He's got a new flight.
Oh,
literally, his plane got hit by a bird.
Is that really what it was?
Go to his Twitter.
Okay.
New update.
Oh, a new update from Alex.
Oh, he's having a hell of a time.
Alex, I mean, his life is difficult for him, I'll tell you.
But no, I think, you know.
Yeah, they're going for their 10th straight.
10th straight. So a decade of dominance.
Yep.
And this is the year.
They've already got the shirt.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Hy-Vee's got him already, baby. They're ready to roll him out.
Yeah.
October 15th.
But again, it's here again. And to go in your 10th in a row is, I mean, just like upper echelon of just dominance. Yeah. And to do it now where the Chargers are better, the Raiders are much better, and, you know, Denver was a playoff team last year, and Denver's defense, and Denver's, you know, going to do, you know, what he did, you know, what they did last year. I think they're going to be more on the radar. But again, like, this is one of the, like, worry about beating the Raiders and the Broncos before you try to say you're going to win the division is my take.
Yeah, it's too early for that right now. You still got to respect everything that the Chiefs have done. And I think the Chiefs have gotten better this offseason. They've got two left tackles now, so hopefully one of those guys emerges to be your starter. This Royals kid, I'm just going to tell you, maybe I'm drinking a lot of freaking Kool-Aid right now. By October, everybody's going to be talking about him. And I see the gleam in Mac's eye as well. Yeah, your pants just got tighter.
No, you guys are just, yeah. you just put tape over the cup that says Justin Ross.
That's exactly right. Jody Ports and Justin Ross.
Dexter McCluster.
I don't think Sky that's Moore. The case with this guy. You start to kind of look at what he did in college and like seriously, like everybody's like, how did this guy end up in the fourth round and how did he end up with the Chiefs again? And you know, that Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, Matt Nagy are going to make this guy look really, really good out there. I mean, they've done it the last 2 years with rookie wide receivers, right? Rashee Rice 2 years ago, last year Xavier Worthy. Now this year you got 85 Royals out there playing and doing his thing, which is a mistake. They're going to cut somebody and he can get 85. But like I think that kid's going to be sneaky good, and I think people like midseason are going to go, damn, the Chiefs have done it again, man. They continue to find weapons, and then now they're going to get Rashee Rice back in October because I heard he may be suspended or people.
There's a seventh round running back, Breshard Smith, actually really good,
really
and
good,
sudden,
and all of a sudden this kid is making some plays, and you know you're getting production from you know the guy they took at 66 from Tennessee. What was his name? Norman Lear or whatever that guy was. He's going to be having you know games where he's dominating the line. line of scrimmage Norman on defense. And all of a sudden, people are going to look and go, I'm done. We're out. Brett Veach just kicks our ass every year. We can't do it anymore. The league will fold.
Because the Raiders and the Chargers are going to basically do the same strategy together to try to beat the Chiefs. They're going to have their number one target, McConkey, Bowers, and they're going to run the ball.
Run the football.
With their rookie running backs.
Right, and that's why the Chiefs looked around the rest of the conference and the division and said, oh, okay, a lot of people have some good running backs. Let's get fat along the defensive line, and let's go out there and stockpile talent on the defensive line to shut down your Ashton Jeanty.
I still think Denver's the team that you should look over your shoulder on.
FanDuel's right there with you.
No, Denver's the second best team in the division. No,
I think it's really close. Yeah. I think FanDuel would agree. Chiefs minus 120 for the division. Chargers plus 330. Broncos plus 340. Okay. So they are right there.
So they
right
trust there. Herbert over Nick.
So they trust Hebert over Drew?
What it's going to come down to is neither of them. The Denver Broncos are going to have the best defense in football maybe next year. That's what it's going to come down to.
You keep going back to that, and I want you to save it. Like for yourself about talking about the Denver Broncos with the best defense. Cause I think later on in the season, you're going to have a little bit of a told you so, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and so I want you to have that for your sake. You. Okay, so well, when we're in October and Denver's giving up 10 points a game and people are like, I didn't see this coming. We've got Mac. I think they're going to be the best defense in the NFL. So, you know, mark the tape.
It. Got it.
That's what that means.
One word.
First name is Blake.
He was excited about marking the tape.
He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
It's about to take
Bob crazy.
No.
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Bob gave me a compliment. I got to cut this.
Exactly. You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three. Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Matt's awesome.
Oh, you know it, man.
Max awesome.
There we go.
One word on the Royals winning yesterday, 3-0 against the White Sox.
I'm going to use a word that I think is important for everybody. Therapeutic.
Mm. Oh.
It's so much easier, and I'm so much more relaxed when the Royals win because I know I'm not going to come in and see the Vern texts from the night before of people losing their minds, wanting to fire everybody, jump off the ship, this team is no good.
That was fun a few weeks ago.
Therapeutic.
I will say last night's win was clinical. Your ace was your ace. Your star was your star. And the two guys that have stepped up behind those two guys and Drew Waters and Michael Garcia nailed it. Not cynical, clinical.
Love it.
That's not even a word.
No, I love to see those two guys, Garcia and Waters, stay hot. I mean, that's so huge for this team. And then Reagans, obviously, he misses that game. He comes back. We all think, you know, going up against a minor league team, you're going to be fine. 11 Ks. Cole Reagans keeps it going. One word on Reagans, our ace, being back last night.
Normal. Yeah. It's a normal Cole Reagans double-digit strikeouts. Oh, hum performance.
Just dominant. I mean, went out there. I know the pitch count was high. I know India didn't do him a favor when he missed that line drive to left.
See, I know, like, people are, like, questioning. Jonathan India should not be playing left field. That's why they need to go get a bat. You move Garcia to second, India to third, get a bat or get an outfielder, whoever it is out there in left field, and that's your best lineup. And then Massey's a bench player.
Or what you do is you put Garcia in left, Isbell in center, Caglione in right.
Hey, there it is.
Man, that's Drew Waters' position. He's got that thing on lockdown right now. With
Drew Waters in center. Garcia in left.
Isbell and Waters are your two best outfielders right now. I still think, it is, but I still believe that Michael Garcia is your second best infielder next to, obviously, Bobby. And I think Michael Massey has shown us he's pretty much just a bench player about now, but that means you still have to go out and acquire. You're one guy short in that lineup from making it the best lineup you could possibly make it.
One word from the text line, stud for Cole Reagans.
Love it.
And then somebody from the text line, my word for last night's win is losers. Keep losing teams losing.
That's right.
Exactly right. One word on the Royal ceiling.
Glass.
Ooh, that's not a good ceiling.
I don't know. Shatter it.
They can break it?
Yeah, I don't know. Because I think a lot of people believe that they were going into the season about, like, what was it, over under 83, 84 wins or something like that?
Right at 500.
I mean, the way that they're performing right now and the way that they're pitching right now, there is no ceiling for this team. They can bust right through whatever people had as their glass ceiling for them and continue to roll this thing forward. I mean, they've already got 20 wins on the year, guys. They only need about 64 more at this point in time to say they'll be a playoff team, right? You get 84, 85 wins, probably in the postseason.
What was the one word again? The Royals?
Royals ceiling.
Central. Go in the Central.
Yep.
Then you're out of that wild card, play in BS, go in the Central, go in 90, be a force to be reckoned with, quit being this team that everybody gives you this false narrative of like, oh, they get to play all the bad teams.
The Dodgers are playing the Marlins, right?
And they're up 6-0 in the sixth. The Dodgers,
Pirates are playing the Cardinals. Everybody plays losers.
Bad teams stay bad, and good teams stay good. That's what it is. You're going to win 50. You're going to lose 50. It's the, you know, the middle gap, and this is, you know, these are part of those wins. Yep. Take advantage of them. So, Central, keep everybody in your crosshairs, in your rearview mirror, because in that left lane, there are two cars behind the Tigers, and it's like 291 heading north. Just minimal speed, and everybody's right there. Somebody's got to break away eventually and get around the mess.
Yeah.
Just keep winning.
If you're the Royals, stay on the roads in Kansas and stay off Warnell and Holmes.
Yeah. Avoid the potholes.
Yep. Be like the Jeff Bridges meme, you know, in the car.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
The dude.
Yeah.
Let's go. The dude. One word on Celtics-Knicks game one.
Entertaining.
I knew it.
Yeah. I mean, it's perfect.
Exciting.
Yeah,
because if that's game one,
they lost though, I still would have said it was an entertaining game.
Of course,
I will say this: leaving that game last night, give me six more. Just give me six more.
I was told that it was going to be a bad series.
No, I did not say that.
It's going to be very unentertaining.
Least entertaining of the four. Just can still be entertaining, but yeah, that's already a wrong take. The Knicks were awesome, thrilling game. Good for them. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
I'm bitter. From a historical perspective, from a meaningful standpoint, from a branding standpoint for the NBA, like, this is a great series for the NBA. It should do some really good ratings. I mean,
I think this will be the least entertaining basketball series of the four.
Crank it back up.
Damn it.
Receipts, dog.
Yeah, man.
I don't know, Bob. I think Max NBA takes a wash. I think the Celtics. I'm just kidding.
I feel like Kermit with a cup of tea.
Yeah, you should.
One
you
game.
Absolutely should.
It's only one game.
Yeah. One game.
It's so only one game, but I mean, Knicks down 20, game. I'm like, eh.
The Knicks needed that game way more than the Celtics did, and they got it, man. They flipped the series. It was huge.
Of course they did.
And I still don't know which way to think. I could think about it positively as a Celtics fan. I could think about it negatively. We could talk about it more later.
Well, and I also think, too, to go back to my original, how everything's better when the Knicks win in the NBA. Madison Square Garden was sold out last night. The game was in Boston.
Nuts.
People at the Yankee Stadium were losing their collective minds. If the Knicks were to win the NBA championship, and I know that's a long way away, it may be the greatest spectacle you've ever done seen in sports.
It'd be crazy.
I mean, people will lose their minds. The Empire State Building. People may climb up that like King Kong did back in the day.
You're not wrong.
I'm not wrong. Like, insane what will happen if the Knicks end up winning that championship.
And you feel that as the opposing team. You feel like everyone wanting the other team to win.
I thought the crowd was very biased towards Boston last night, though.
A lot of green, right?
Yeah. A lot of let's go Boston.
And then not only that, you guys get to have a hell of a Saturday. Game three, 2:30 in the afternoon.
Ooh, nice.
In the Garden.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Brioche.
Easy back there.
Look at Mac. It's like 2:30 on a Saturday.
I don't need any primo Saturday stuff coming out from the studio there.
Maybe I'll have my fiance make me a nice charcuterie board.
I mean, I'll come over.
Awesome, yeah.
I'll bring the bubbles.
I've
zero troubles.
Pounded this week.
Zero bubbles, zero troubles.
Zero bubbles, zero troubles.
2:30?
2:30 on Saturday? We may have to have a patio party.
We may have to do that.
I don't know the weather on Saturday.
Jen, are we free on Saturday at 2:30? I'm not showing anything on the 10th.
You better wear duct tape on Saturday.
Ooh. Game three, that'll be at the Real Garden.
Will. Daddy's Day before Mother's Day.
we might have to watch that one.
Let me tell you something about that game. We'll get Maloney to show up and bring the beer.
And that hat.
Yeah, and the hat.
Tie-dye shirt. You should have signed that one.
Mm-hmm.
Three games in the second round have been played. All three home teams, all three favorited teams have lost so far. Last night was the third. Aaron Gordon with a buzzer beater.
Oh, my God.
Another to win one. The game for the Nuggets. One word on Nuggets Thunder.
No coach. Coachless.
Classic. I mean, you had maybe one of the best night of the NBA seasons last year.
And I'll tell you what, having Ian Eagle and Kevin Harlan narrating both of those games.
Oh,
my God. I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it. Like, they're the two best.
Like, I look at these NBA games, like, luckily for our job, and for me in general, like, I don't have a family, like, of kids and stuff like that. Like, I'll get my sleep today. Yeah, I wasn't going to sleep last night. I watched both those games in consecutive.
Oh, there's no chance I'm making it past 8 o'clock. Okay. Tonight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, like, and tonight, you know.
Tonight, exactly. Yeah. I get,
yeah. Tonight, like, I'm exhausted from last night. Oh. And I went to bed, you know, earlier than you guys did, obviously, because I'm old. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was exhausted. Like, it's about 9 o'clock, and I'm like, I'm done. I was mentally and emotionally drained from that game. And again, I'm not an NBA fan, and that's why I'm encouraging people. Like, I had somebody else tell me, my wife last night, I don't like the NBA. I'm like, this is not the NBA. This is the playoffs. This is different.
Way different.
And it's the Knicks and Celtics. Had it been the Cavaliers and
Pacers.
Yeah, I'm not interested in that.
Yeah, that
just
game's
not.
At 6 o'clock tonight. I'll have Royals really going on once that Royals start.
Yeah.
And then Warriors-Timberwolves at 8:30. I'll be up for that as well.
It'll be so fun. Like,
we'll be locked in. And
does
then,
anybody have NBA TV except for, like, DirecTV subscribers?
It's been, like, 2 years.
Yeah. Like, so, like, all these games now starting late, and they're going to NBA TV. Flip the switch on Turner, man. Yes. You got, like, 7 channels that are airing the same game.
And then Wednesday we're right back at it. It's game 2 is at 6 o'clock.
Game 2 Wednesday at 6 o'clock.
That's right. There we go.
Okay.
Yeah, you better get your sleep. Crowley.
6 o'clock is easy, though.
Easy. I'm just talking about my anxiety levels.
It is a Tuesday with these two guys who have it better than anybody and definitely better than me. We also get to Bob's Tuesday threesome on the other side.
I mean, that's a really good threesome.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5, The Fan.
Big chimes in from the 479. Mac, maybe you can help him out. How the hell are the Nuggets getting 11.5 for game 2?
That's nuts, man. I mean, because the Nuggets. Thunder almost won 70 games.
And it's also in Oklahoma City.
Yep, and they just lost game 1. So, yeah. Trends would tell you they're going to come back and do what they need to do.
Right, yeah.
I'm sure the Celtics are favored by more than they were in game 1, honestly.
Somebody says, Dusty, are we hammering the Royals to win the Central at plus 500? It's plus 500 right now?
Yeah, it went up, right? Because I was looking at the odds yesterday, and it was like plus 350. Now it's like plus 450 or plus 500. If you got them at plus 500, why wouldn't you put money on that?
Yeah, I don't know if hammering, depending on what your definition of hammering, like you put, if 100 is fine, then yeah, I mean, you could win $500. I mean, why not?
Yeah, but don't take our advice for that.
Yeah,
right?
Like, I don't want to.
Hey, you called me they were going to win the Central on May 6th. Well, I mean, things happen.
Yeah. Just whatever's manageable, I would say for that.
Exactly. Whatever you feel is, you know.
But I don't hate it. That's what I would say. I don't hate it.
Plus 500, man. Yeah.
Plus 500.
Mm-hmm. Tigers minus 195.
Yeah, they're a huge favorite now to win. Like, all right, let me just say this. Baseball people are in love with the Tigers. Like, football people are in love with the Chargers. Mm. The only thing is the Tigers have actually had a little bit of success in the postseason in recent memory, like last year. And so you've got everybody in baseball on the Tigers jock, just like everybody in football is on the Chargers jock.
Love it. Go, go disrupt some jock talk. It's Tuesday, Bob.
It is Tuesday.
You know what that means? Floor is yours.
It is.
Couch All right. is yours in the basement.
Here's our threesome for today. Ew. OG Anunoby, the 2025 Royals rotation, or an old school McDonald's pie, either the apple or cherry variety. That was the fried pies back in the day that had the goodness inside.
God, how long were you in the garage last
night? I actually just saw it on Twitter and saw which pie do you want, the cherry or the apple from McDonald's back in the day. So you got OG Anunoby, who picked up the slack for Jalen Brunson at times yesterday and was the catalyst in that game for the Knicks. You got the 2025 Royals rotation that is on pace to be the greatest pitching staff in Royals history, statistically speaking. Mm. And you've got either the apple or cherry fried pie from McDonald's back in the 80s and 90s. I know, Mac, that made, you know.
The OG apple pie, the OG Nick, or the OG pitching staff?
Yeah. Because it is an OG pitching staff with an ERA of 3.07 or whatever it is right now.
So I wouldn't have had this OG pie we're speaking of.
No, nope. I don't think so. I think like the McDonald's has made their pies healthier, right? Yeah. Like, just take like a hand pie that they have and fry it. I mean, the pies back in the day at McDonald's were tremendously awesome.
Because I loved their apple pies growing up, but maybe they were different. I have no idea. I'll take the Royals rotation. I'm not taking Ananobi.
Why?
No.
Well, you'd love them on the Celtics.
Come to the dark side, Mac.
At the end of the season, you're going to be like, man, if we just had OG on the Celtics, we would have beaten the Knicks.
Tell me his face.
Oh, got two better Ananobis. Just need to do it.
From the text on the 913, I don't know, Rob. I think the Royals are washed. Coke Reagan's is washed. Anyone could throw double-digit strikeouts. Even Henry Raisenbagger. Boy, that's really taken off.
Does anybody think the pies at McDonald's are washed?
I don't know. I never got them. I always got the three cookies in the warm brown bag. Now, that was leaving, you know, a buddy's house. But, yep, a lot of people, the one thing I'd always get was it was like a turnover at Arby's when they did the 5 for 5.
Oh, yeah, back in the day. Slide into one of those. A little icing on top. Yeah.
Looked like a little paper football. Ooh. But it was full of, like, strawberry goodness or whatever the hell it was.
I used to go to
Arby's
with friends and get the 5.55, and then they ordered their own food.
I'm going to take, I'll take OG.
Oh, wow, all right. Ugh.
Yeah, because already took the Royals rotation, so give it another branch of talking. Mm-hmm. That guy was huge last night. A lot of people like to see him get more action. Drew and Mac and I are in a...
Tuesday, they're off.
We have a geeky little basketball group. We go back and forth. Now, tonight, Drew will be where Mac was last night. Yes. He'll be full focus. His team's up 1-0 against the Cavs.
The Cavs are done, right?
No.
I don't know what you think about this one, but I think the Cavs are done. They're washed. They've got a lot of players that are hurt, and Halliburton's dad's wanting to fight everybody.
They do have the injured thing. That's fair.
They do have a lot of people that are
injured.
That's
true.
Yeah, so, and last night, like you said, Brunson was off the court for 5 minutes, and they took a 20-point deficit down to 11, got Brunson back in, back-to-back threes. All of a sudden, here we are again. He took over while the guy was not able to be in there because of either foul trouble or fatigue and just getting ready for the rest of the game. So OG in this threesome would probably be the one that I would take out of this one because, look, man, Royals rotation's been there all year. Ain't nothing new.
Mm-hmm.
And go chase it because I would say one of the biggest negatives we got in the offseason was like, oh, great, they brought back Waka and Lugo. Are those guys really going to do what they did last year? No, they're not. They're going to do better than they did last year. And who had that on the bingo card?
Nobody.
Not anybody.
Nobody did.
You know, we said if they are, you know, just a fragment below of what they did last year, they'll still be fine. There are a few fragments above of what they've done so far. Again, they played a month and some change to a month and a half total. But I'm not complaining. They're doing what they're supposed to do. When their main ace goes out, they bring a guy from St. Joe from AAA, and he goes in there and throws six no-hit innings.
Yeah, that Carrington guy.
Yeah, Noah Cameron. Shout out to him. You know, everybody's doing their part from Garcia to Waters to Bobby to Reagans to Lugo to Waka, and tonight you get Lugo, and then you get, what, Waka and then Bubic in this series against the White Sox. Go sweep this poor-ass team in Chicago.
Go take care of the AA White Sox and win four games and put that in the back of your hat. Now you've got breathing room, okay? Because there will be times during the years we've seen where you're going to go through a tough patch. But now you're going through a patch where you've got these losing teams. You beat the crap out of them. And you pad your record. I mean, that's what this is all about. You've got to take advantage of these opportunities. Teams that make the postseason feast on the bottom feeders of the world and probably go 500 against the other teams. And so that's kind of where the Royals are right now. And you were going through all those names. I mean, other than Renfro, really, and it's a kind of a stretch at this point, there's not really a dead spot on this team, you know? And they've limited Renfro recently and whatnot, you know, for obvious reasons.
Yeah, his play has dissipated.
It really has. So is his time. But, I mean, I think, you know, there's not a dead spot. There's not a dead stick on this team right now. They're playing really good baseball.
12-2 in their last 14. You love to see it.
Can't get better than that. So you're going with the rotation?
Yeah, I'll take the rotation.
You're going with OG?
Yeah.
I'm going with OG at this point in time.
Fair enough.
It's not because I could have gone with the Royals rotation because it's historically good. It's going to be the best we've ever seen.
Maybe.
If they continue, you know, doing what they're doing, obviously. But, like, I'm just going to go with OG because he was so big last night, and he'll have his shirt off in the parade. Like, he's that guy.
Yeah.
What parade?
When the Knicks win the championship.
That's really funny. Yeah, it's really funny, man. Great.
Bob didn't only have the windows. He didn't only have the blinds. Exactly. He had the windows up, the screen punched out.
Oh, yeah.
He was shouting. Come on, man. We got to get Bob a Knicks jersey if they beat the Celtics.
No, I want the win for the Burroughs t-shirts that they were wearing. As long as they're not 100% cotton. As long as they're dry fit. If it's cotton, I'm out.
A few things before we get out of here. From the 479, the cannabis is rolling this morning. You guys are awesome. I'm hoping Bob gives us a history lesson in the 8 o'clock hour like he did about Boston a few weeks ago. He will give you a lesson in the 8 o'clock hour because he's got a way to fix baseball. Mm-hmm. We dive into that on the other side on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.